Trend number 5, closing the technological Iron Curtain. To win the Sino-American Cold War, it is imperative that the United States preempt China's rise to technological parity in areas as diverse as telecommunications, artificial intelligence, biotech, and nanotech. Because of its scale, maturity, and ubiquity, telecom supremacy is a particularly urgent battlefield that America must win. To disrupt China's ascendancy in this industry, the United States is feverishly working with its allies to impede China by using the tools of both supply and demand. Impeding demand means ensuring that the U.S. and its allies exclude Chinese products from their next-generation infrastructure. In July, the U.K. government decided to ban the use of Huawei equipment in its 5G mobile communications network. The decision reverses the U.K.'s previous openness to the Chinese mobile equipment giant. That position had put it at odds with its closest allies, the so-called Five Eyes. The other four members of the Five Eyes alliance, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States, had long expressed serious security reservations about Huawei equipment. Why the change of heart? Until recently, the British government was basing its security risk assessment on a narrow set of technical considerations. That risk assessment largely hinged on Huawei's software robustness with respect to meticulous third-party attacks. The UK did not rigorously evaluate the threat from espionage backdoors. Furthermore, the British government faced a growing sense that Britain could not afford to stand apart from its closest allies on such a sensitive matter. Now, after Britain's decision, the remaining Western holdouts, notably France and Germany, are expected to quickly fall into line with the Five Eyes. So too is India, which was potentially one of Huawei's largest non-Western customers. And even countries not historically suspicious of China may now follow suit because they do not want to be trapped using mobile equipment running on technical standards different from those in the main OECD countries. That potentially leaves China with only a few relatively poor foreign customers, such as Russia, and a motley crew of Asian and African states. From a marketing standpoint, Huawei, which operates as a de facto branch of the People's Liberation Army, has had a cataclysmic reversal of fortunes. As recently as the summer of 2019, it looked like the company was poised to take over the mobile world, on a scale that would resemble the market power of Apple, Google, and Samsung combined. Why? Just as countries worldwide were preparing to commit hundreds of billions of dollars to build their communications infrastructure for the next decade, Huawei stood ready with products that were cheaper, faster, and more comprehensive than any of its competitors. Notably, and ironically, COVID-19, which originated in China, has become an important player in Huawei's downfall. First, the coronavirus distracted governments facing a seemingly urgent 5G deadline. Now these governments can comfortably push back their major 5G investment decisions by a year, citing the public health crisis and fiscal constraints. By that time, Western competitors to Huawei, such as Ericsson, Nokia, and Samsung, are expected to have caught up in the price performance of their offerings. Second, COVID-19 has laid bare the world's precarious supply chain dependency on China. Washington and London are exploring how the so-called 10D democracies, made up of the G7 plus Australia, India, and Korea, can create a trade bubble to exclude China from the technological mainstream. And that bubble will become an integral part of what Trends calls the technological Iron Curtain. To finish closing the technological Iron Curtain, the United States has begun progressively increasing the pressure on China via the supply dimension. On August 17th, the U.S. Commerce Department announced new restrictions on export to Huawei intended to starve the company of commercially available microchips by blocking sales by any firm anywhere in the world of any microchips containing U.S. intellectual property or manufactured using machinery containing U.S. intellectual property. Given U.S. dominance in the semiconductor sector, this covers just about the entirety of Huawei's supply of foreign chips. And Chinese chipmakers are not believed to be anywhere close to capable of allowing Huawei to stave off an existential crisis once its chip inventories are exhausted by early next year. Assuming the United States can ensure that heavyweights, such as Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing and Samsung, comply with the order, this supply-side pressure will force Huawei to dramatically scale back its ambitions in both 5G infrastructure and sales of smartphones for the next few years. Not surprisingly, both Huawei and the Chinese government have framed the Five Eyes rejection of the company as a U.S.-led clash of civilizations. In effect, they describe it as an attempt by a jealous America to deny China its rightful place in the world. And they have in Donald Trump a perfect foil, whose allegedly racist rhetoric has been used to spin a story of Huawei's persecution. But every informed decision maker knows this is not so. Even before the current U.S.-China rift, Huawei was never really credible as a technology monopolist for the West, in the way Apple or Google are. Even absent any espionage motives, embracing Huawei seems like a decision that any Western democracy would come to regret. So, what's the bottom line? After 30-plus years of accepting China's unfair trade practices, theft of intellectual property, and human rights abuses, the West is hitting back at China's greatest weakness, its dependence on the global economy for both customers and state-of-the-art technology. Cut off from both, China's ambitions for global economic and military dominance appears seriously jeopardized. Huawei is simply the first such target. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, while American technology companies will complain about losing Huawei and other Chinese companies as customers, they will soon find new opportunities as global demand shifts to non-Chinese telecom companies. Second, multinationals will soon come to realize that shutting China out of global markets will be worth far more than having access to the Chinese market. The CCP's Made in China 2025 plan clearly shows that China intends to monopolize every major industry once it has the capability to do so. Without the promise of access to local consumers, the rising labor costs, increasing tariffs on exports, and widely publicized industrial espionage makes manufacturing in China no longer worth the risks for most companies. Multinationals are increasingly realizing this and making plans to shift production to more trustworthy Asian countries. Third, taking Huawei out of contention for 5G technology will go a long way toward preempting China's long-term cyber warfare ambitions. According to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the Trump administration sees Huawei for what it is, an arm of the Chinese Communist Party's CCP's surveillance state. And we have taken action accordingly. We will not tolerate efforts by the CCP to undermine the privacy of our citizens, our businesses' intellectual property, or the integrity of next-generation networks worldwide. Fourth, the U.S. Cyber Command will aggressively respond as China uses cyber warfare tactics to retaliate against the United States and its allies. A report released in early August by the Taiwanese firm SciCraft says that Chinese hackers aggressively attacked at least 7 major semiconductor vendors over the past 2 years, attempting to steal their software. While Taiwan and the United States will certainly take increased defensive action, it's likely that serious offensive resources will need to be deployed in order to make continued cyber attacks by the Chinese prohibitively expensive. While Chinese proficiency in this area is high, only Israel has cyber warfare capabilities at or above those of the United States. Fifth, without the ability to import state-of-the-art chips, China will have to invest tens of billions of dollars and years of effort to replicate manufacturing technologies that took the West decades to develop. And this effort will be difficult to fund since their revenues will come from serving only the domestic Chinese market and the foreign customers that nobody else wants. Just as potentially important, the shortage of chips will impact China's ability to field the latest military hardware and software with which to threaten its neighbors. And sixth, the administration will ban TikTok and WeChat apps in 2020 unless ownership is transferred to an American company with significant consequences for U.S. phone makers. Chinese app platforms routinely violate U.S. laws in terms of the way they collect and handle data. What's not yet clear is whether the Apple Store and Google Play will have to delete the apps worldwide or just in the United States. Because of the importance of WeChat in China, some analysts believe a worldwide prohibition could reduce sales of iPhones by up to 30%. A U.S.-only ban would probably eliminate only 3 to 6% of iPhone sales.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.